Visit to the Blessed Sacrament from the writings of St. Peter Julian Aimard. The Eucharist our way. In the Blessed Sacrament, therefore, Jesus is the model of every virtue. We shall study a few of them in detail. There is nothing so beautiful as the Eucharist. But only the pious souls who have the habit of receiving communion and of meditating are able to understand it. The rest can make nothing of it. Few people think of the virtues, of the life, or of the state of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. We treat him like a statue. We live under the impression he is there merely to forgive our sins and listen to our prayers. That is a wrong viewpoint. Our Lord lives and acts in the Eucharist. Look at him, study him, and imitate him. Those who do not find him in the Eucharist must go back 2,000 years, read the gospel, and fill in its intimate details. They miss the sweetness of our Lord's words as actually spoken. I am your way today, I myself am your way. Without doubt, truth never fails, and the gospel is an immortal book. But how laborious it is for one to be always going back to the past, and that for a mere mental representation obtained at the cost of effort and fatigue. It is a more speculative way, but less of a help to virtue. Only in the Eucharist are virtues easily acquired and sustained. Let us then remember that our Lord is in the Blessed Sacrament not merely to distribute his graces, but above all to be our way and our model. A mother educates her child through her presence, through a secret correspondence that exists between her heart and that of her child. The mere sound of her voice thrills the heart of her child, whereas strangers fail to make any impression at all. We shall have the life of our Lord in us only if we live under his inspiration and receive our education from him. Spiritual Communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come, and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Visit to the Blessed Virgin Mary from the Imitation of Mary. The Hidden Life. The Believer Speaks. Holy Virgin, explain to me the mystery of the hidden life you led at Nazareth. For had you shown yourself to the world, you could have won great honors and many hearts for Jesus. Mary speaks. My child, my glory was to imitate Jesus, who wished to be a hidden God for a long period of his earthly life. He had come into the world in order to teach men to flee human glory and practice humility. By his hidden life at Nazareth, he wanted to teach them by example before teaching them by word. The Heavenly Father wanted to be glorified by the hidden life of Jesus, and Jesus himself preferred that obscurity to the miracles he could do. In this way, he taught us that perfection and merit do not always consist in doing great things for the Lord, but in occupying ourselves, if it be his will, in daily toil and in humble duties which the world scorns. He wanted to show us that we deceive ourselves if we believe it takes extraordinary deeds for a man to become holy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Virgin most humble. Tantum ergo sum.
Thank you.